Question 15. Describe and diagram how depression develops and is to be alleviated. I drew two images, one with an increasingly growing in size and thickness downward spiral with images along the way, and I drew another one that had a from thicker to thinner line going upward that sometimes had setbacks, but going upward. And the rest of this response that I'm about to say explains these two drawings that you can't see. The image to the left displays two different scenarios of how a life circumstance or emotion could have two different results. The bottom of the page is depression, guilt, sadness, and anger. The top of the page is joy and peace. In both situations, the original problem starts the person down towards the bottom. The image in the middle shows a red small spiral effect that compounds the problem. This is an example of a sinful response to the original problem. In this case, it's internal anger all clammed up, red small spiral, and it adds more aggression to the downward spiral, as indicated by its increasing width and size. It gains even more momentum when another response of anger is depicted as an explosion. This represents outward anger and frustration, explosion cloud. These are just examples of some sinful responses. The point of the red, non-biblical response is to show that sin habits, whatever they may be, are hard to break and will only lead a person towards more misery. On the other hand, the green path represents the biblical solution. Notice how the original problem still seems to start wide and downhill. Start with original problem. However, the focus of traveling a narrow path to the foot of the cross is the driving force in getting the path redirected upwards towards joy and peace. While other problems and circumstances will come, a believer who travels this road will return to peace when he or she lays hold of the reality that God indeed works out all things for good for those who love him, Romans 8:28, and he is sovereign, and we can trust him in all circumstances, Isaiah 46, verses 9 through 10. As other problems, quote, another problem, attack the believer, they are never derailed too far thanks to the belief in his care and goodness. Finally, the extremely wide pencil colored arrow that starts at the green path and goes to the bottom of the red path is to indicate that it is never too late to repent. Even if one is suffering at the bottom of their downward spiral, the turning towards righteousness for Christ's sake is still possible if they will repent and believe.